Thank you and good afternoon. It took the effort of multiple departments to conduct Operation Safe Trail at the Greenbelt area behind the Bayshore Mall this morning, an operation that resulted in the arrest of over 20 people. The operation has been in the works by Eureka Captain Steve Watson for almost a month, and this morning, EPD, along with the Sheriff's Office, CHP, Arcata PD, and others, swept the area. Police Chief Andy Mills said that they wanted to get the criminal element out of the encampments, citing all the acts of violence that have happened within the last 4 months. He also cited the fact that 16 firearms have been confiscated over the last year. Over 20 people were arrested, including Joshua Stockhoff, who was a wanted felon with an arrest warrant back on March 17th. Authorities found a sawed-off shotgun and a ballistic vest on Stockhoff's person. Mills also said that the police department will do a follow-up in the coming weeks to evict the remaining encampments at the Greenbelt area, but not until a housing solution is found for those residents. Mills said that it wouldn't be easy to find that solution, as he estimated over 100 people are currently residing in the Greenbelt area. Among the arrests included a few drug arrests, as methamphetamine was found at the scene. No one was arrested for illegal camping. We report on far too many tragic stories in which local rescuers show up at the scene of an emergency too late to help the victims. Today, we report on one incident where the rescuers arrived in time and a 48-year-old man and 13-year-old boy are alive because of that response. A helicopter crew from Air Station Humble Bay and a motor lifeboat station from Noyo River responded to a distress call relayed by a container ship 24 miles off the coast of Fort Bragg on Tuesday morning. The 48-year-old man had fallen and injured his hip and leg on the 30-foot sailboat, and he had deployed an orange flare that caught the attention of a passing container ship. The man reported that the radio on the boat had become inoperable, and he and the boy were lifted to safety by the helicopter and taken to the shore at Fort Bragg. This morning, an Arcata police officer was entering the parking lot of the police department when he saw 37-year-old Joshua Eric Wilkes vandalizing city property, including the back door of the police department. Wilkes was immediately taken into custody, but as he was being placed into the patrol car, Wilkes spat in the face of the officer. Wilkes is currently wanted for a probation warrant out of Hawaii, and he was booked into Humble County Jail for vandalism and battery on an officer. The District 1 area of Caltrans in Eureka held a memorial last week to honor the employees who lost their lives while working on roadways and highways in our region. And tomorrow morning, the statewide Caltrans will honor all 183 Caltrans employees who lost their lives on the job since 1921. The ceremony will be held on the west steps of the state capitol around 11 o'clock in the morning. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. CHP and Fortuna Police are using this week to honor emergency dispatchers. Dan Squire has more.
The only time you hear their voices is when a 911 tape is released and the emergency dispatcher is dealing with another police, fire, or medical emergency. The California Highway Patrol and the Fortuna Police Department are using this week to honor the emergency dispatchers who work in our communities as part of National Public Safety Telecommunications Week. CHP dispatchers handle the vast majority of 911 calls in California, more than 9 million per year, and then route those calls to the relevant local agency. Fortuna Police Chief Bill Dauberstein said in a statement that the department appreciates the dispatchers who are always there to help during an emergency.
Thank you, Dan. Sheriff's deputies in Southern Humboldt are looking for the driver of a gold or beige mid-90s four-door sedan that was part of an attempted sidewalk theft incident last Thursday. A woman who had attempted to steal items on display in front of a business on Redwood Drive in Garberville was spotted by employees and got into the sedan. The driver then hit one of the employees as he fled the scene, and the pair remain at large. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has reopened the comment period on a proposal to list the West Coast population of the fisher as a threatened species. The 30-day public comment period is now open, and the agency is seeking additional information about the threats posed to the fisher population, including rodenticides and pesticides used in illegal marijuana grows. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.